Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, I only know I'm gonna try.
Hello, success friends. I'm Tom.
And I'm Jerry. And we're here to ensure your success.
Welcome to Success Saturday. Get ready for 15 minutes of fun where we provide a little education, a little motivation, and 100% of inspiration. This is the place where you rekindle your romance with success. Look at that crowd, Jerry.
Wowzer, I haven't seen anything that big except for the mosquito that bit me last night.
Jerry, I thought that was a wood tick.
Funny guy, that Tom Fierst. Funny guy.
Thanks, Jerry. Hey, remember our show today is sponsored by the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, your Fierst choice for insurance. Our show today is titled Goal Hitting, the Magic of Getting to Where You Want to Go. Jerry, it's one of my favorite topics.
Yeah, Tom, this show is the perfect way to end your week and start your weekend.
Right you are, Jerry. How about we start today's show with a lemon drop?
Sounds inspirational, Tom.
Today's lemon drop, if I know where I am going, I know I can get there. One more time, success friends. If I know where I am going, I know I can get there. Hey, success friends, good morning. And how is your grand obsession? Are you excited, motivated, ready to take on the world? Or does your battery need a bit of a charge? Has the world got you down? Either way, you are at the right place and it's the right time. Ensure your success every Saturday at 11:30 a.m. right here on Club KLBB. And hey, every weekday morning at around 9:15, right after Subway Trivia with Jeff, get motivated with your daily lemon drop. A little inspiration to melt in your mind the whole day long. Here's a question. Who motivates the motivator? Answer, it had better be you. Remember, if you don't do it, it don't get done.
Hey, Tom, I love those lemon drops. You know, I listen to them every day, and I even get one in my email, too.
Great reminder, Jerry. Hey, success friends, go to www.gps4success.com. Sign up for your daily lemon drops. These free daily motivators come directly into your email. And you know, Jerry, when I'm getting beat up, when the world's got me down, I read a few of these and I go from I can't to yes, I can. Thank you for that reminder, Jerry.
No problem, Tom.
So, Jerry, tell me, how is life treating you these days?
Well, you know, Tom, you were speaking of wood ticks. And I went and visited a petrified forest the other day.
Oh, really? How was that, Jerry?
Well, as you call it, I was home for the holidays.
Oh, Jerry, that's hard. I'm telling you, you are too much. I mean too much. But speaking of someone not petrified, let me introduce my producer today. He is a giant in the radio world, one of the best voiceover men in the business. I call him the Idea Man because he is full of great ideas, and he is just a heck of a model American citizen. Hello, Bob.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Bob, I know you're a fan of the lemon drops. Any stand out this week for you?
Well, the one that I really like is the one that says, it kind of goes like this. It says, a goal is a wish with a deadline.
Hey, I can buy into that one.
Yeah, a goal is a wish with a deadline.
I like it.
I could do that one too, Bob. We'll listen to you and Stan every day from noon to two.
That's right, Monday through Friday.
Magical Bob. It's good stuff and success, friends. As we said earlier, go to www.gps4success.com. Sign up for your free daily lemon drop. Get inspired on a daily basis. Allow the inspiration to melt in your mind the whole day long. But Jerry, how about we get into our success message of the day, one of my favorites. I'm with you, Tom! Success, friends, it's called goal hitting, the magic of getting to where you want to go. Success, friends, anybody can set a goal. The secret, if we want to change our life, is in achieving the goal. Right, Jerry?
That's right, Tom. And my goal right now is for us to take a break.
Sounds good, Jerry. Let's achieve that goal, and then we'll be right back with more on this topic.
And I'm gonna make believe it came from you.
I'm Tom Fierst.
And I'm Geriatrics.
Inviting you to take the KLBB Challenge. Call the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, and if we can't save you money on your auto and home insurance, we'll give you $25.
Wowzers! So, Tom, they either get better rates or they get $25.
That's right, Jerry. And we provide superior coverage with preferred service.
I don't know how you do it. I just know you do. 651-738-0107.
I'm gonna write words so, so sweet. They're gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got them.
Welcome back, success friends. Hey, Jerry, can you grab those phones? Our success friends are calling to save money on their auto and home insurance.
I'm on it, Tom!
And hey, remember, success friends, we're tweeting live today. Find us at hashtag Fierce Choice for Twitter. Like us at the Thomas Fierce Insurance at Facebook.
And remember to follow us on Instagram at Lemons Drop, the number for you.
That sounds wonderful, Jerry. Up and Jerry, success friends. You know, it's that time of the show that many people tell me is their favorite part of it. It's time for our success quotes. And our first success quote of the day is from Thomas Jefferson. He says that nothing can stop the man with the right mental attitude from achieving his goal. Nothing on earth can help the man with the wrong mental attitude. So nothing can stop the man with the right mental attitude. Nothing can help the man with the wrong mental attitude. Jerry, how about you?
Yeah, I said this is from Tom Landry, the football coach of the Dallas Cowboys. He says that setting a goal is not the main thing. It is deciding how you will go about achieving it and staying with that plan.
Jerry, that's great stuff. And Jerry, one of my all-time favorite quotes is from J.C. Penney. He says, give me a stock clerk with a goal and I'll give you a man who will make history. Give me a man with no goals, and I will give you a stock clerk. Wow, that's good stuff. But hey, today, as everybody's guessed, we're talking about goal hitting. The magic of getting to where you want to go. You know, success, friends, anybody can set a goal. The secret, if we want to change and improve our life, is in achieving the goal. You know, success friends, as I was saying before, there is this Seinfeld episode where Jerry is at the counter to pick up a rental car he had made reservations for. The attendant informs him they are out of cars. So he says to her, we had a reservation. She checks. Yes, he had a reservation, but unfortunately they were out of cars. His comment to her was, so you're good at taking reservations, you just aren't good at filling reservations. And success, friends, isn't that the essence of goal setting? Anyone can set any goal, but how many of us can hit the goal? And think about goals you have set and reached, success, friends, and think of goals you have set and not reached. What is the difference? And there is a difference. But what is it? What is it that allows someone to lose 100 pounds and another person just adds 20? Why can one addict recover and another loses her life to drugs? What allows one person to build a successful company and another to fail time after time, never to reach a semblance of what would be considered success? In all these instances, everybody wants to achieve something. They all set a goal. Why then does one succeed and one fail? I'll admit, I really don't know the answer, but I do know this. Making a personal commitment to what we want to achieve is a big start, and then holding on to that commitment for as long as it takes is another large piece of the puzzle of achieving one's desired goal. I was recently up in Seattle for business, and when I got to my motel room after a long day of meetings, there was a bag of goodies waiting for me. There were nuts and candy and gum and such, and there was even a cold bottle of beer sitting there on ice. Now, success, friends, as most of you know, I haven't had a drink of booze in almost 30 years. And here I was by myself in a city a long way from home, tired and confronted with this wonderful looking ice cold beer sitting in front of me. I even for a moment thought, could I? No one would know. What harm could come from it? But I remembered the commitment I made to myself those long years ago when I said I wouldn't take a drink today. And I thought I would honor that commitment and not take a drink today. And I didn't, because my short-term goal today tied into my long-term goal of living a sober life. It is that simple. First commit, then stick to your commitment. I've got another example for you, but how about we take a short break before we get into it?
That'd be great, Tom. I'm excited to listen.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. And I'm gonna make believe it came from you.
I'm Tom Fierst.
And I'm Geriatrics.
Inviting you to take the KLBB Challenge. Call the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, and if we can't save you money on your auto and home insurance, we'll give you $25.
Wowzers! So, Tom, they either get better rates or they get $25.
That's right, Jerry. And we provide superior coverage with preferred service.
I don't know how you do it. I just know you do. 651-738-0107.
I'm gonna write words so, so sweet. They're gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got 'em.
I'm on 'em, Tom. I'll get the phones. You keep the show going.
Okay, success friends. Hey, I'm going to give you another example of a goal everybody listening to me has reached. It was a goal that we worked on for 12, maybe even up to 20 years. The goal, getting an education. Hey, when we're brought into first grade, we are directed that we will graduate from high school 12 years later. And we set our sights on that goal. Some start thinking about college and beyond. Me, I couldn't wait to just get out of high school. But that is the goal, right? Every day in school was with the understanding that we would graduate and then we could do whatever we wanted to do. And when school got tough, we hung in there because we had made that commitment to graduate. Success, friends, the goal you set today is no different if you go at it with the understanding that you carried with you in school. You'll be fine. Just make today tie in with your big picture. Success, friends, we're running out of time, but I got one last thought. A goal must be specific. If you want to lose weight, you need to know how much. If you want to make more money, how much. So it's got to be specific. You got to be able to break it down into small pieces. Basically, be able to write it down. You got to have a deadline. And then, success friends, you got to have a lot of inspiration on a daily basis, things like lemon drops. But hey, until next week, this is Tom Fierst
and Geriatrics saying,
get inspired, stay inspired.
Take my place. I'll leave a son in my heaven on earth with the good Lord's grace. Gonna be